Blog Talk Radio.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded. Unmuted.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to our 6 a.m. mega prayer. God bless you. God bless you. Greetings. Blessings. Amen to everyone that is here on the broadcast. Amen. We thank you for joining us here on our 6 a.m. mega prayer. Amen. Praise God. Our broadcast will be starting soon. Amen. We're going to ask you to go ahead and just remain on the line. Amen. Praise God. And then we will be starting the broadcast shortly. Amen. Praise God. As you're waiting on the line, amen. Praise God. Just lift up somebody in prayer. Amen. Begin to intercede. Amen. Praise God for the needs of the people from all around the world. Amen. Praise God. Pray for the homes. Amen. That are suffering and dealing with violence. Amen. Pray for, amen, our cities. Amen. Praise God. As we began to go into prayer, amen, today. Amen. Praise God. We just want to lift up all needs. Amen. Praise God. So whatever your need is, amen, praise God, we're trusting and believing God. Amen. That God's going to meet your needs. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So please remain on the line. Amen. Praise God. And our broadcast will be starting soon. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining our 6 a.m. mega prayer. Our mega prayer will be starting soon. Please remain on the line. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord Jesus. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Welcome to the 6 a.m. mega prayer. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm just going to begin to just intercede and pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Dear God, you're so wonderful today. Hallelujah. You're so excellent today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is our 6 a.m. mega prayer. Thank you for tuning in. Our broadcast will be starting soon. Please remain on the line. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Wonderful Savior, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name today, God. Bless your name today, God. You're worthy. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name today, Jesus. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, he's good and he's good all the time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. As you are interceding on the other end, amen, praise God. God is moving by his spirit this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him.
Sickness. Poverty.
Muted.
Anger. Curse is broken.
The enemy is trying to make me believe that my past is who I am. Just the mistakes I made from yesterday is all that I would ever be.
They look at my family and said I'd be nothing.
They told me I would be nothing.
Change what's in God's will.
It's
death.
It's real.
help me say the mistake.
The mistake.
It's not who I am.
It's not who I am.
The lies.
The lies they told.
It's not who I am.
It's not who I am.
My past.
My past. It's not who I am.
Say the curse.
The curse broken in my
the abortion.
The abortion.
I regret it.
It's not who I am.
It's not who I am.
The misfortune you went through.
The misfortune.
It's not who I am.
It's not who I am.
The disease, oh no.
The disease.
That's not who you are.
It's not who I am.
Unmuted.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank you for joining us here today on a 6 a.m. Mega Prayer. We are here Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Time. We're also here every Monday at 7 o'clock p.m. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're also here every Sunday at 8 o'clock a.m. Amen. Praise God. So we invite you to join us here. Amen. Praise God. Thank all of you that are tuning into the broadcast also of Pastor Sylvia Staples on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for you. Our upcoming events this Saturday will be at the Bucktown Wicker Park Flyberry from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Amen. So we're inviting you out to worship with us. It's a women's conference. Amen. Praise God. And we are thanking and praising God for our women. Amen. And so we're going to ask you women to come on out and fellowship with us. Amen. Praise God on this Saturday, amen, and that's October the 8th, amen, praise God, that's a Wicker Park Library, amen, praise God, and we also want to just have you to save the date for October 29th, which will be our prophetic conference, amen, so we're going to ask you to join us on that Saturday. It's the last Saturday in October. Amen. We'll be in our prophetic conference. The location is still pending, but it will be here in the city of Chicago around the time of 11 a.m., between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God for this time of being on the line. Amen. Praise God. And as we are entering into this new season of open heaven, just God has opened heaven for us. Amen. He's pouring down blessings upon us this very moment as we are here on the broadcast. We want to also remember that there is an adversary. There is one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. one that comes to move you out of your faith. Hallelujah. So we're standing in agreement with you here on this time of prayer, thanking God for the faith that you have to continue to believe God. Hallelujah. Man, praise God. And so those of you that were on the broadcast yesterday, we talked about the Leviathan spirit, and I received many emails and text messages from many people concerning the attack that this spirit is trying to do in their home. Amen. Praise God. So we want to continue to touch and agree all around the world with those that are dealing with this Leviathan spirit. And I believe this is a touch and agree week, and I'm just going to piggyback on yesterday and allow you time to receive touch and agree impartation upon your life if you're dealing this Leviathan spirit. We want you to begin to decree out of your mouth that this spirit will not dominate and take control of your life, your children, your husbands and wives. This is a spirit, again, that loves to twist the truth. And some of you are believing what this spirit is trying to do. So we have to repent of every thought and every intention and every involvement that we allow this spirit to control us in any way. Because the thing about it is, everybody's not strong all the time. Hallelujah. So there are times when this spirit will try to come in when you're weak and whisper into your ears a lie. Thank you, Jesus. It doesn't always have to come from individuals. The enemy himself will whisper into your ears and speak to you about something that is not the truth. Maybe he will take something and discourage you by it, make you look at it different than what God wants you to look at it. Amen. Glory to God. So everybody's not going to praise you for what you're doing. Everybody's not going to celebrate what God has for you to do. You got husbands and wives that don't encourage one another, children, mothers and daughters and fathers and sons that are against one another because there has been something twisted in their minds. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we see what the Spirit is doing. We see that it has come in through somebody or something. So we have to renounce it and loose ourselves from the Leviathan spirit. And it will not take control of your family. It will not take control, glory to God, of what God has in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we want to continue to allow you to make your decree. If you sense that you're being attacked by this spirit and it's constantly twist things in your mind, you're thinking one way and it's really not that way, and even if it's the truth, don't allow that spirit to twist it to cause you to have low self-esteem.
cause you to not be who God has called you to be. You got to tell yourself today that enough is enough. And I am going to destroy the Leviathan spirit in my life. Amen. Glory to God. So what we're going to do is I can agree with you concerning the Leviathan spirit. He wants you to get on this line and make a decree. We're not doing prayer requests, so please don't anybody get on saying pray for me, but it's you that needs to make a decree. You need to open up your mouth and renounce that enemy that is attacking you, attacking your marriage, attacking your relationship with your children. Woo, Jesus. Attacking your ministry. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to open up the line, and we're not going to waste any time. If nobody speaks up, we're going to close our line for the day. Amen. Praise God, and pray and be released for the day. Amen. Praise God. But I know that this Leviathan spirit is trying to have a stronghold over somebody's house in the name of Jesus. This is your time to open up your mouth and speak life in the assembly of believers that are standing together on the word of God, on the promises of God. And see, we cannot be ashamed about our decrees, because see, everybody has something that this Leviathan spirit tries to work through, and not everybody is strong enough and bold enough to speak it out into the atmosphere. Amen. Praise God. But I'm telling you, when you open up your mouth and decree on today, we're standing in agreement with you. Amen. Praise God. And for you. Amen. Praise God. That this Leviathan spirit, remember, it's a twisted lie. Amen. Glory to God. And even if it's not a lie, even if it's something that you did, amen, glory to God, years ago, yesterday, last night, amen, praise God, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and people are still twisting it and still talking about it and still trying to curse you from it, amen, glory to God, you got to get on here and renounce it today in the name of Jesus, that you will be free, because who the Son has set free is free indeed. You will no longer carry this generational curse. Amen. Praise God, of being depressed, down, amen, low self-esteem, not knowing who you are, burdening your spirit because of what folks say. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, if I stopped and start listening to people, I would not be on this broadcast today, because I would be thinking about, well, what he said and what she said and, well, what they said, you know, ain't nobody interested in no prayer. And you know, people don't really want to hear you, and you a woman, and you know, you really don't have the anointing. You know, people have said that. And that Leviathan spirit, if I open the door to it, amen, praise God, it will come in, and it will allow me to close my mouth. I will shut up, and those of you that are attached to me will wither up, amen, and dry up, amen, praise God, because you have people attached to you, amen, praise God, and so the enemy knows that those that are attached to you have a great promise in God, amen, that once you begin to water them, amen, and speak the word over them, they're going to come forth. So he wants to see, that's what he wants to do, break relationships. Oh, my Jesus. Hallelujah. He wants to break relationships. He doesn't want you to be, amen, praise God, watered. He doesn't want you to be refreshed in the spirit, connected to the right one. So he'll constantly tell you, well, you know, they prayer line is so much better. You know, they yell and scream over there. You know, Pastor Davis don't really get excited. She just do a lot of talking. I don't need nobody talking. I want somebody to scream in my ears. Glory to God. And that's where the body of Christ is. And the Leviathan spirit will twist that. Amen. Praise God, to have you running around here looking for people that are all in their emotions and are not speaking the truth, but they're just all caught up in emotions and a bunch of tongues. My Jesus. And nothing's broken in your spirit. Nothing. It is time to identify the Leviathan spirit. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. So listen. I'm going to open up the line for a few minutes because there's going to be a lot of background noise on my part, so I might have to mute out. Amen. Praise God. But listen, I'm going to go ahead and open up this line, and I want some bold people today, amen, to speak over this generational thing that this Leviathan spirit is trying to put in your family line. Some of you see it in your children. They can't come out of what they messed up in. They just keep on going back to it. They just keep on believing the twisted lie that this is all it is to them. Amen. Praise God. But I'm telling you today, my God, I'm talking to some people right now. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. This Leviathan spirit, and we got more to say on this. But today we're going to let you decree. We're going to let you decree. We're going to let you decree. Remember, it's a decree. It's a decree. Amen. You are saying something about the word of God, amen, concerning your family that's going to bring your family out. Glory to God. So get ready. I'm going to open the line. Don't press any buttons. Don't press any buttons because the line will be open for you to go ahead and speak. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Let's go ahead and open the line. Give me one moment.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
Amen. You're unmuted now. Is there anyone that has a decree this morning?
Yes, praise the Lord. God bless you and good morning, Apostle Staples, and to everyone. This is Evangelist Darlene, and I decree and I declare that this Leviathan spirit is broken off and out of my life from this day forth in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that decree. Amen. Praise God. If you want to be more specific about your decree, amen. Praise God. And what it is that has you, amen, in this place with this Leviathan spirit, you can feel free to do so. If not, we'll just touch and agree with you. Amen. Praise God as you are making your decree. Amen. Do we have anyone else that has a decree? Amen. Praise God. They want to make regarding, amen, this Leviathan spirit.
Good morning. This is
Sister
Stephanie White.
God bless you, Sister White.
I decree and declare that this Leviathan spirit will leave my family, my son, household, in the mighty name of Jesus, in my own ministry. It's been attacking our ministry for the last year or so. And I just decree, no more. I've had enough of it. It's stopping today in the name of Jesus. And it's running through my son's marriage. They just got married. And I'm just decreeing and declaring that this marriage will live and God will get the victory in it. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. So you see that this provides the spirit is attacking ministries and marriages and trying to attack individual people so that they will not be prosperous in the land. Amen. Praise God. This is the spirit. Amen. Praise God that just keeps your mind just focused on more of what people think and not what God thinks. So it is a spirit that is very damaging. Amen. This spirit comes to damage you and destroy your thinking. Amen. Praise God. It will have you to just look at a person and have you to think negative thoughts about how they're looking. Amen. Praise God. It's a twisted thing. It will cause you to, amen, praise God, listen to the wrong thing that is being said. Amen. Praise God. So we want to rebuke in all marriages and renounce this thing in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Do we have any more that want to decree, amen, praise God, over something that this Leviathan spirit is trying to come in and destroy? Amen. Any more?
Abel, God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. God bless you.
And decree, Elijah's spirit, break over my husband, myself, my daughter, my son, and my grandchildren.
Amen. It seems like there's a generational thing. Amen. Praise God. That is just traveling through our families. Amen. Praise God. We have to close the door to these things. Amen. And the way that we do that, amen, is standing firm on the word. Amen. And anything that is spoken over you and done to you that is twisted and that comes to hurt you and move you from your place, you have to stand on the word of God. The only way that you're going to see victory in this, amen, is that you don't focus on what is being done, but you focus on God. You focus on what he can do. You focus on the promise, the answer, amen, praise God. And you're going to continue to have a decree and continue to have a prayer request as long as you continue to leave the door open for the enemy to mess with your mind. So you got to pray over your mind. You got to pray over your mind constantly. Pray over the minds of your loved ones constantly. You can't make them, amen, praise God, react the way that the Bible wants them to react. They have to make a choice. So we simply just pray that the choices that they make will be godly choices. Amen. Praise God. We have to sometimes step back. Amen. Allow them to see the God in us. Amen. Praise God that we, amen, praise God, and how we are standing and how we are holding out and how we are not allowing our minds to be doubled. Amen. Praise God. It's one way, and it's God's way. Amen. People will say things sometimes to deliberately destroy you because, you know, what a man thinketh, so is he. And so if you receive what people are saying and what this Leviathan spirit is bringing to you, amen, then you will become that. Amen. Praise God. And the perfect example is I have a video on Facebook of me singing. And it has been several people inboxing me saying that I'm not called to sing, that wasn't good. So it's okay. It's okay. Whether they were joking or whether they really meant it, I didn't allow it to just sit in my spirit and say, well, I'm not going to sing no more things because, see, they didn't like that. They didn't like my song. And so you have to understand people. That's why God sends different gifts into the world. There are people that like this singer and this person and that person. Everybody's not going to like your singing. Everybody's not going to be drawn to your preaching. But then you don't allow that to stop you. Amen? Praise God. And people are bold enough to tell you these things. They really think it's the truth. In other words, this is what they're hearing. This is what they are hearing within themselves. And so you have to sometimes step back and begin to say, God, what have you called me to do? If you gave me this gift or this talent or this assignment, and people are saying that it don't sound good to them, or it you know, your calling is not singing, and you know, because sometimes people can only see you one way. They have known you to be a pastor, and then you start doing something else. Sometimes they can't receive that. They can't see that. And sometimes they don't want you in that place because to them it will seem like you're not going to be able to minister to them anymore through the way that you were. And so that's how the disciples were with Jesus. That's how Peter was when Jesus said, I'm going away. Peter said, no, you can't do that because, you know, in other words, we need you here because, you know, you raise the dead and you heal the sick and you do all of this and, you know, you're doing this. And if you change on us and go away, what are we going to do? You know, and so sometimes, you know, that Leviathan sin will come in just like that and it will cause you to redirect yourself and change what God is doing. So, listen, does anybody else have anything to say before we have to end the broadcast? Amen.
Yes, right.
Press any buttons? Come on. Amen.
Yes, praise the Lord. Apostle, this is Evangelist Darlene again. I kind of half sleepy, so that's why I just. But this spirit has been attacking me, and I've always. I think yesterday when I texted you for prayer, I said in my adult life. But now that I think about it, it probably started in my teenage years.
Mm-hmm.
always feeling like nobody wanted to accept me, or somebody always thinking negative, or and now I just get so easily discouraged, you know, like with my leader, you know, because I kind of like kind of just because it's like if I approach somebody or seemingly like somebody's always saying, I just take things personal, like they're directing it to me. And I just, you know, and I just, so it, that's just a terrible thing. And I really want that broken off my life, because like you said, you know, we have to be in the will of God, you know, even though I may have these thoughts or feelings that I'm not being accepted or nobody likes me or whatever. And I just kind of like, just get away from it, because, you know, who wants to be rejected? But that's what I need prayer for. And also, I just wanted to mention that the devil is a lie. Whoever's inboxing you, talking about you can't sing or the singing, not, the devil is a lie, because I woman of God, you are anointed songsters. Praise God. So
you know,
I'm glad you don't accept that, because I done heard you go for many a times, and you can sing. Praise God.
So I laughed at it. I laughed at it, and I said, you know what? Yeah, I need some spiritual ears, because when you know what God has called you to, you look at people and you see where they really are, and the people that they are lifting up that they are saying is this and that. You listen to them and you go, really? Is this is what you're saying is anointed? And so it only allows you to see where people are and where they are in their spiritual hearing for the things of God. They are in a place where they are looking like what was going on when several people were being selected as kings. They were looking on the outer appearance. They were looking on the outer appearance of, sometimes if you're not on the big platform, you know, on TVN or out there on the Hollywood scene, you know, known by people, they'll consider you as being nothing. They'll consider you, they'll try to pull you down to the place where you think that you are nothing. And so, you know, I said back to these people, to God be the glory. And so sometimes you have to dismiss yourselves from some of these places where, you know, there's so much foolishness, and that will eliminate sometimes the attacks from getting into you to discourage you, because sometimes we get around people and they say things deliberately, and people are on assignment. They're on assignment to destroy you. And so if we allow them to do that, then we have voided and forfeited what God has called us to do. And so we don't want to avoid anything else that he has called us to do. And you are so right, Evangelist. Some of these attacks started when we were children. It started and it came through maybe someone that said something negative to us. A lot of times, no one there to encourage us when we're young. And so we take it upon ourselves to build up a lifestyle that we think is right. And it's hard growing up or just being in life, and you don't have anybody to encourage you. And it's sad that leaders, I heard you mention leaders, and I don't know anything about your leaders. I'm just talking about leaders in general. There are some leaders that don't want to see you move forward, and they will keep you in a place. They will keep you in a place where you will only be able to be approved by them, and whatever you say God is saying for you to do, they'll never, ever, ever be ready for you to do it, because they know that if you do it, you possibly no longer will be a part of the ministry, or you possibly will move on
And there are some people that don't want you to move on. Sad as it seems. Amen. They don't want you to move on because you are sometimes the breadwinner for the ministry. Sometimes you are the one that they can call on all the time. But we have to be able to release people. We have a purpose of teaching them, and we have a purpose of ministering to them and giving them what they need. And then after that, we're supposed to release them and let them go, because people have to grow. People have to learn how to grow. And once a person has reached a certain altitude, they begin to start flying. And so we are in a great season where people are ready to step out and to begin to do what they are called to do. So I encourage you to keep reading scriptures on your mind. I encourage you to keep seeking the Lord for you, who you are. Ask God every day, God, who do you have me to be? And then begin to receive it. Because sometimes God can tell us who we are supposed to be and what we are supposed to do. But since we have so much negativity in us and so much
stinking thinking,
so much hurt us, we can't even climb up and get up. It's just that you feel like if I get up, somebody else going to knock me down. If I get up, somebody else going to walk over me. Somebody else going to talk about me. Don't continue to be that door for people to come in and do that. That makes them feel good about who they are. But in essence, if you really look at it, people that do that do not have a positive life. They are so jealous about who you are. So they figure if they're not feeling good about themselves and they're not positive and doing anything, then they'll make you feel the same way. So you have to make sure that you begin to focus on who you are, who you are, who you are. And the one thing that Jesus asked his disciples, he said, who do men say that I am? Who do men say that I am? And then he turned around and said, who do you say that I am? Because
yes,
we can say all day long what people say he is. People say this, people say that. He is this, he's that. But who do you say that I am? And the only way that you're going to know that is that you have the Spirit of God reveals it to you. And sometimes, you know, we perceive God to be this and be that, but see, if we don't get it really, really rooted down on the inside of us, we will continue to be what people want us to be. We will continue to be what want us to be. We can. And so it is indeed, amen, a season where you're getting ready to come out. You're getting ready to come out from where you are. Yes. You're getting ready to come out from where you are. And you are not going to stay there where you are any longer, because see, God
thank
has
you,
a
Lord
need.
Jesus.
He has a need of your anointing. He has a need of your anointing. And so as he continues to minister to you, you will continue to rise up and be who God wants you to be. Amen. Because
yes,
now
Lord,
you're realizing that my entire life,
yeah,
people have been controlling me. Oh, Jesus, no longer. Hallelujah.
No longer.
So this
yes,
is
Lord,
this is the season, my dear daughter.